Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 11, Handling Diversity Complaints. Hopefully, you will never have to handle a diversity complaint in your organization. However, even in workplaces with a positive, inclusive culture and well-trained employees, diversity complaints can arise. It is vital that your organization has clear processes for reporting, investigating, and resolving diversity complaints. Create a step-by-step process. It is important to create a step-by-step process for diversity complaints. This process should take employees through the process from the act of reporting to resolution. The process should be clear, easily understandable, and readily available to employees. It should be incorporated into training and be communicated to employees on a regular basis. Your process should include these steps. You may wish to include further steps depending on your organizational structure and needs. To whom diversity complaints should be reported.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Contact information. How to report a diversity complaint. Creating an accessible standard form is considered best practice. The time frame for filing a report. What documentation, if any, is required or recommended? The steps involved in investigating the complaint. A time frame for the investigation. Procedure for if the complaint is found to be without merit. Procedure for if the complaint is found to be with merit. Publish the process. Once a diversity complaint process has been created, it must be published. It is important that the process be published in accessible formats and be available for any employee to review at any time. It is best practice to publish the process in multiple ways. Just as offices display a poster from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in a conspicuous place, such as a break room, you should consider publishing your procedure in the same way.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You should distribute the process via email to all employees, included in any employee handbooks, physical or digital. Store a digital copy on a network or shared drive. Place it on the HR website. And keep printed copies in human resources. It should be easy for any employee who needs to file a complaint or who is considering filing a complaint to find the process. Publish the process. Once a diversity complaint process has been created, it must be published. It is important that the process be published in accessible formats and be available for any employee to review at any time. It is best practice to publish the process in multiple ways. Just as offices display a poster from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in a conspicuous place, such as a break room, you should consider publishing your procedure in the same way. You should distribute the process via email to all employees, included in any employee handbooks,
physical or digital. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Store a digital copy on a network or shared drive. Place it on the HR website. And keep printed copies in human resources. It should be easy for any employee who needs to file a complaint or who is considering filing a complaint to find the process. Train employees. Once a step-by-step process for handling diversity complaints has been created and published, it will be necessary to train employees on the process. This may be a part of larger training on diversity issues in the workplace, done at onboarding or at regular intervals, or may be a standalone training. All new employees should be trained in the process at onboarding, and current employees should be trained on a regular basis. Having employees retake the training on an annual or other regular basis is considered best practice. Training may be offered in person and in groups, or it may be self-paced and online. Create training materials that walk employees through the complaint
process. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Stressing confidentiality of complaints and the fact that retribution is prohibited. It might be useful to also refresh employees on what types of issues may warrant a complaint. Be sure to include contact information for relevant individuals in human resources for any subsequent questions. Retaliation. It is important to protect employees who lodge a diversity complaint from retaliation. Retaliation occurs when someone, not necessarily the person accused, engages in negative action toward a person who has filed a complaint. Federal law prohibits retaliation of any kind for filing a diversity complaint. Retaliation includes, but is not limited to, reprimanding the employee who filed a complaint without reason, giving the employee lodging the complaint a performance evaluation lower than it should be, firing the employee lodging the complaint without cause, threatening the employee to withdraw the complaint.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Firing or demotion. Demoting the employee without cause. Transferring the employee to a less desirable position. Giving the employee less desirable work shifts. Not scheduling the employee for work shifts even though they are available. Your organization should have a clear policy for dealing with retaliation. That policy should be published, and employees should be trained on it. Case study. Devin's manager has been pressuring him to go out for drinks after work for several months. Devin keeps reiterating that he doesn't drink alcohol, and since he takes the train, prefers to head home directly after work. His manager offers to drive him home and says that they can go to a bar and Devin can have something without alcohol. This all makes Devin uncomfortable, especially since he knows that his manager is a married man. Devin tells his office mate about the manager's advances. I don't know what to do. I'm super uncomfortable.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Anything to me. Besides, I have a performance evaluation coming up and I really need a raise. I'm afraid if I keep putting him off, he'll give me a bad review. Devin's office mate assures Devin that the manager's behavior is inappropriate and encourages Devin to file a complaint with HR. Devin replies that he wouldn't even know how to start. His office mate shows him the step-by-step process for reporting a complaint, which is on the shared drive. Together, they download the complaint form, and Devin fills it out. And remember, his office mate says, he's legally not allowed to retaliate against you. Your complaint is confidential, but even if he finds out, he can't give you a bad review as revenge. If he does, HR will take care of it. Devin filed the complaint the next day and felt assured the HR would resolve the matter.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.